President Biden faces a slew of challenges and big-ticket issues in his first 100 days, not the least of which is providing immediate pandemic relief. These early days are critical for setting the tone of his presidency and the future of the United States, which is why Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, believes President Biden needs to look back and learn from the mistakes made by the Obama administration, in which he was, of course, the vice president. Derek Thompson joins us now from Washington, as he does every Monday. Hey there, Derek.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Glad to have you back. And you argue that Biden should draft policy that is, quote, big, fast, and simple, especially when it comes to addressing the pandemic economy. So how would that be different from what we saw under the Obama administration? And why would a different approach be important?
I think it's really interesting to juxtapose the situation that Biden is walking into with that of his predecessor, Barack Obama. You know, both were walking into a period of unified government for Democrats. Both were walking into a deep recession. You look back, and Obama passed a then record stimulus act in 2009, followed by the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. And you could look at those achievements and say, well, you know, those were both historic achievements, but there was two big problems with them. They were too subtle and they were too small. And their subtlety and their smallness resulted in Democrats losing horrifically in the midterms of 2010. A point on the subtlety of the stimulus. What the economists in the White House wanted to do in 2009 was they didn't want to give people checks that made it obvious they were getting money. They wanted to trick them into thinking that they somehow sneakily were getting more money by reducing the payroll tax withholding formula so that people would look at their bank accounts after they get their biweekly checks and say, wow, I have a lot more money or a little bit more money than I thought I would have otherwise. This worked. I mean, this technically did give people money. This was the tax cut in the 2009 stimulus. But it was so sneaky that no one knew it existed. No one gave Obama credit for that tax cut. And what I'm telling the Biden White House to focus on is policies that are not only big and not only fast, but that are also simple, that people can feel in their lives and give Biden credit for. And that's why I think that the stimulus checks that are being talked about, the $1,000 to $2,000 checks, are such a good popular policy. They're a great way for the Biden administration to give people money in a way that they will recognize it is the Biden White House doing it.
Well, and maybe to that point, Derek, you remember when the first round of checks came from the Trump administration, the president at that time really wanted to have his name on some of those checks to make sure people knew that they were coming from him and he wanted credit. And so I'm curious whether, you know, this approach that you're advocating to be, you write that he should make his policies as stupidly straightforward as possible. He seems to be somewhat on board with that, telling his aides that, you know, if the policies they're drafting aren't understandable for their grandmothers, that they need to start over. And so I'm curious whether this kind of move away from wonkiness is actually one way in which he's maybe borrowing from President Trump, because even Trump's detractors would say he was a good marketer.
Well, look, I think you nailed it. I didn't put it that way in the piece, but I think that's a beautiful summary of the point that I was making, that Biden is a kind of synthesis between the policy instincts of Barack Obama and the straightforwardly obvious instincts of Donald Trump, where everything was about obviousness. Everything was about the showmanship of making sure that people knew everything that he was doing at every single second. My conclusion to this article was that in many ways, since Biden is trying to deepen the accomplishments of Barack Obama in terms of healthcare, in terms of helping people who are, you know, lower income or, you know, need welfare spending, that the one line summary of his edit on Obama's style of governance should be once more with feeling. We should make sure that we deepen universal health care and that we deepen welfare, but do so in a way, Biden is thinking, such that people give him credit for it. And that, I think, is what's so important, that you want to ditch the technocratic nudges of 2009 and 2010 and replace them with straightforward policy that people can immediately associate with the accomplishments of a Biden White House.
I like how you're channeling your internal choir director there, and one more round, but with feeling. But I have to ask you, though, Derek. I mean, could there be a risk here of backfiring in the sense that if you draft a policy that's too simple, maybe you've, you know, overlooked something, and there's some unintended consequence that can come back to bite you?
Absolutely. You absolutely can. I don't want to suggest that somehow going for awesomeness and going for simplicity is a foolproof plan. There's lots of things that could go wrong. First of all, if you spend so much time thinking about how people are going to react to your policy, maybe you won't spend enough time thinking about how the policy should be designed, and you end up designing policy that isn't particularly good. On the other hand, I think that it's very easy for me to write, you know, sit at my desk and write big, fast, and simple. It's much harder for someone in the White House to craft big, fast, and simple policies that are going to get through Democrats' bare majority in the Senate, especially when you have conservative Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who might not be on board with a plan that is as progressive as what Biden's talking about. So you're absolutely right. There are risks in going too simple. There are risks in aiming for that intersection of policy wisdom and public approval. But I think that Biden should aim for that intersection anyway.
All right. We'll see if he's listening and if he follows your advice. That's Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic. Thanks.
Thank you.